Alright, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up today on page Pei Dalid. We are in the midst of Perek Tes. Shema Tomar. Remember again, in yesterday's Shir, we remember the title of this chapter is we're talking about the things or the character traits, lifestyle choices, which prevent a person from acquiring the Midah of Zrizus. So yesterday what we started speaking about is a fascinating topic regarding unfounded anxiety. Unfounded anxiety. That a person has anxiety about everything that could go wrong. It's too hot, it's too cold, there's going to be lions on the road. So the Ramchal explained that unfounded anxiety ultimately leads to just paralysis, life paralysis. You can't do anything, you can't move anywhere, and that leads to inaction. That ultimately leads to atzlos. He said, furthermore, the other piece that he said, which is very profound, is that sometimes this anxiety is a result of chet. That a person who is solid in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person ultimately, again, who is in a good place with their ruchnios, by definition has a sense of confidence. Knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them, knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, and that confidence gives them the ability to move their lives forward. Sometimes when a person has this unfounded anxiety about anything and everything, says Ramchal, that's representative of just there's something missing in my ruchnios. There's something missing in my confidence, there's something missing in my ruchnios, and that ultimately, again, we see the cascade effect. That ultimately breeds a level of atzlos, which ultimately prevents zrizos. Shema Tomar. One second. Maybe you'll say, Hare matzinu she'chayvu chacham b'chomokum shishmer adam atzmo, shmira m'ula, v'lo yasim atzmo b'sakhana, afilu hu tzadik u'bal ma'isim. But we find, Chazal tell us to be careful. Right? So the Ramchal sounds like he's saying over here that kind of throw caution to the wind, right? Don't worry, you know, don't get held back by worrying about stuff. But one second, Chazal told us to worry about stuff, right? And in fact, they told us that a person who is a Baal Machshava, even if a person is a tzaddik and Baal Maisim Tovim, a person has to be concerned about the what ifs of life. Va'amru, hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachim. Chazal said, everything is in the hands of heaven, except for what? Tzinim pachim. Tzinim pachim means chills and fever, which is another way of saying you have to take care of your health, right? You have to take care of your health, right? You have to do, don't go out of the house with wet hair, right? As everyone knows, a very important piece of medical advice, right? So meaning you have to go ahead and take care of your own health. And if you don't take care of your own health, if you don't take the necessary measures, that's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, so to speak, that's you. So you see that Chazal tell us that we have to be vigilant in the different potential dangers that lurk around us. Umikra kasuv, unishmartem ma'od lenafshosechem. The Pasuk says, be very careful with your life, which tells you what? Take adequate measures to ensure that you do not put yourself in harm's way. So we see that again, Chazal charge us with making good decisions that take into account our general well-being. Hari she'in lahach l'tabitachon hazeh al kol panim v'hasam amru v'afil v'dvar mitzvah. So you see again that Chazal tells us we don't just kind of go blindly and do anything and everything, even if it's for something meaningful and good. Even if I'm in a good place with my ruchnios, it is my job to be vigilant about my health. It's my job to be vigilant about my well-being. It's my job to make sure that I'm not putting myself in harm's way. So listen to what he says. This is incredible. Da ki yesh yira v'yesh yira. Says Ramchal, there is fear or concern, and there's fear and concern. Yesh yira ru'uya. There is a fear that is grounded and legitimate. V'yesh yira shota. And then there is foolish fear. There's foolish fear. Yesh bitachon, v'yesh hololos. There's bitachon, right? The person has faith. And then there's foolishness. There's foolishness. So hear these incredible distinctions. There's yira and there's yira. There's proper yira, which is what we'll say, you know, in life, everybody, you know, you have to have some level of anxiety, right? If a person doesn't have any anxiety in life, that's a problem, right? Think about this just a moment. If you have no anxiety in life, then what? Then you'll run across the street without looking both ways, right? I just heard this past Shabbos. David and I were together at a High Lifeline Shabbaton. Wonderful therapist Shmuel Fischler was running a session about this, about therapy, and he mamish spoke about this concept. He's like, everyone thinks that you're not supposed to have any anxiety, but he says, of course you have to have anxiety. Everybody has to have some level of anxiety. And again, he gave the muscle, right? If you would have no level of anxiety, you would run across the street looking both ways, right? That's not what Ramchal is saying. Yesh yira, v'yesh yira. There's proper anxiety and fear, right? And there's improper anxiety and fear. So proper anxiety and fear, right? So meaning proper anxiety and fear teaches me that I should be fearful of certain things and therefore take proper action. But then there's just inappropriate anxiety, which is the anxiety that doesn't help anything and just totally paralyzes me. There's bitachon, and that bitachon gives a person confidence to go ahead and do what they have to do. And then there's holulus. Holulus means a foolishness of thinking. Well, see, I'll give you, and again, I don't know that everybody's going to agree with this, Marshall, but going skydiving and thinking to yourself, you know what? The Ribbono Shel Olam loves me. He's going to take care of me. Of course he's never going to let anything bad happen to me. No, excuse me, you're doing something ridiculously risky, unnecessary. You don't have to put yourself in that particular matzav. So no, to say that I'm going to do this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got my back, like you're the biggest maimon in the world because you're going skydiving, that's holulus. That's foolishness. Again, it's just my take on this. If you could ask someone else about skydiving. Right? But meaning, see, you hear that distinction? So there's proper anxiety. There's proper anxiety that ultimately, again, causes a person to be vigilant about life. And then there's inappropriate anxiety, which prevents a person from moving forward. There's proper bitachon, which gives a person confidence to do what they have to do. And there's inappropriate bitachon, which allows a person to engage in reckless behavior, thinking somehow that God has their back no matter what. Ki hine ha'adon baruch hu, asa esa adam ba'sechel, nachon usvar nechocha, v'sheyinhag asmo al derech tov, v'yishamer min ha'dvarim ha'mazik, and asher nivru la'ano shar Hashem. This is an incredible piece. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with a seichel. And that seichel allows me to have the foresight and the wisdom to know to avoid bad things. Dangerous things. The Rebbe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pre-programmed us, the same way animals have instinct to avoid danger, we also have instinct like that. To be able to identify situations that are not good, we don't always listen to it, not good, harmful, detrimental, and avoid. And someone who ignores that instinct and places himself in danger under some type of false machshava, that because he's a Baal Bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect him even from foolish things in which he is proactively placing himself in harm's way, that's not Bitachon. That's holulus. That's foolishness. V'hinehu chote b'mashu osa neged ritzon abari yisbaruch shemon. In fact, not only is it not Bitachon, but it's sinning. It's sinning, because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to put ourselves in danger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to put ourselves in difficult or harmful circumstances or situations. And therefore, if we do that under the false premise that somehow my bitachon is going to protect me, that is an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sherotza sheyishmara adam es atzmo. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to take care and watch out over ourselves. So therefore, again, we'll have to stop over here for today. But therefore, the Ramchal is teaching us really something incredibly amazing. Distinguishing between forms of anxiety, what he calls yira, we'll translate it as anxiety, versus ultimately, again, and bitachon. So there's, yes, in his words, yesh yira, yesh bitachon, v'yesh holulus. There's good anxiety, which prevents you from making bad decisions. and there's bad anxiety, which makes you anxious about everything and therefore unable to progress or move forward in life. There's bitachon, which tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got your back. Do the right things in life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has your back. And then there's cholulos, which is engaging in reckless, dangerous activity, whether it's physically dangerous or spiritually dangerous, thinking that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect you. Says Ramchal, that's not called bitachon, that's called cholulos. Therefore, we'll say we see. So again, just to loop this back, then we really have to stop. So again, so you begin to see that Ramchal says, the pathway to Zrizos absolutely requires proper yira, proper anxiety, and proper bitachon. Inappropriate yira, inappropriate anxiety, ultimately, again, prevents action, which yields atzlus, which fundamentally derails Zrizos. All right, so stop over here. Well, the Meretz Hashem pick up with this machshava tomorrow.